Is home office deduction a red flag to the IRS? Absolutely not. I'm going to show you how you can actually maximize on your home office deduction, regardless whether you have another work location, or you have a warehouse, or you have an office. You can still work from home, qualify under the IRS rules for home office tax deduction, and get a write-off on your taxes. We're going to cover exact strategy how to do this. Ready? Let's go.
Welcome to the Tax Reduction Podcast for Money-Making Entrepreneurs with Boris Mushayev. Boris has helped entrepreneurs across the United States collectively save millions of dollars in taxes with the power of tax planning and advisory. The only way you, the business owner, can save money on taxes is by using proactive tax strategies. And this podcast is all about saving you money on taxes. Boris will share with you in-depth and easy-to-understand tax reduction strategies that you can implement in your business within 30 days or less. Let's jump into today's episode.
All right, awesome. Let's get started with the home office tax deduction tax strategy. Now, before we talk about the tax strategy, I've actually broken down for you in three simple steps, all right? First of all, we got how it works. I will explain you exactly how home office deduction works. Then we're going to talk about it as a tax strategy. Exactly what is it that you need to do, especially using an accountable plan. We're going to talk about that. And then I'll give you a real life example of our client, a tax advisory client, how she uses a home office deduction, gets a $13,000 write-off every year, and how she saved $5,700 on taxes just for 2022. So we're going to cover all of that today. Now, let's kind of talk about how does it work. Well, first of all, you have to know that IRS allows you to work from home and take it as a home office deduction. The fact that it's a red flag to the IRS, it's a complete myth. Yes, in 1980s, it might have been a red flag because really 1980s people did not work that much from home and might have abused the deduction. But hey, we had COVID. IRS itself was working from home. Most of the IRS agents were working from home. Working from home is totally normal these days, and it qualifies you as a business tax deduction. Now, of course, if you abuse it, IRS will come after you. But today, in this strategy, I'm going to show you how not to abuse it, how you can actually deduct it, and be fully compliant with the IRS. Now, let's talk about how it works. The IRS says, hey, if you work from home, we'll let you deduct a portion of your home as a business expense. So you take the square footage of your home, of your home office, whatever that may be, let's say it's 200 square feet, and you divide it by the total square footage of your house. Let's say your square footage of your house is 1,000 square feet. So 200 divided by 1,000, you get 20%. Now 20% of all the expenses that you spent for your home, whatever that may be, everything that is related to your home, electricity, rent, mortgage, monthly mortgage payments, property taxes, even the depreciation of your home can all be deducted as a home office expense. Now, who really qualifies for this? And I'm going to tell you right now, any business owner qualifies for this. I don't care what your accountant says, because look, if you're working with a tax preparer, you do not have a tax advisor. And I can guarantee you, you are overpaying in taxes. Don't work with somebody who just puts the right numbers in the right boxes and speaks to you once a year. Strategically line up all of your deductions, including home office. Now, anybody qualifies for this deduction. Now, it's true, IRS does not allow you to take home office deduction if your only place of work is wherever you are, whether it's your office or manufacturing facility or a warehouse, whatever that may be. But IRS has a stipulation. You will be surprised. They say, hey, even if you have another work location, we will allow you to take home office deduction if it is listed as an administrative home office. And we're going to talk about that in a tax strategy. What does that mean, administrative? If you do most of your administrative stuff for your business at home, such as invoicing, billing, maybe you're doing your own bookkeeping, maybe you're preparing documents for your tax account, whatever that may be, that already qualifies it as a principal office location. Wow. Think about that. I didn't make it up. I did not make it up. It is all in the IRS tax code. Because it now qualifies as a principal office location, IRS says, you know what? You can reimburse yourself. The fact that you see clients at home does not count. The fact that you have hold some inventory at home does not count as if you are using it for administrative purposes, right? So again, even if you have an actual work location, right? You can have a home office location and take all the expenses associated with it if you're using it for the administrative purposes. I've actually put together resources for you down below, completely free for you to download, everything that you need to know for home office and how to properly take it as a deduction. Now, let's talk about a tax strategy, and we're going to talk about this tax strategy right after this break.
If you have a tax preparer and you do not have a tax advisor, the only way you can save money on taxes is by using proactive tax planning strategies that only a tax advisor can give you. Boris put together a free PDF for you, the business owner. 7 tax write-offs every S-corporation business owner must know. In this PDF, you can find 7 tax strategies that you can start using in your business to instantly start saving money on taxes. Click on the link in the description below for a free download.
Now that we're back, let's talk about a tax strategy, how you can take a home office deduction, start using it today in your business with the resources that I've actually prepared for you down below. Let's talk about it. Now, let me go on this side very quickly. So, as a tax strategy, first of all, let's just get a notion out. It is not a red flag by the IRS, okay? It is not a red flag. IRS allows it as long as you do it legally and in compliance, and that's exactly what we're going to talk about. Like I said, it has to be your administrative home office. First of all, you've got to do work from your home for administrative. So, for example, billing, doing payroll, doing some accounting, whatever administrative stuff is, don't do it at work, do it at home. And most business owners actually do this stuff at home anyways, after hours, maybe after they put their kids to sleep. So take advantage of that. And you have to implement what's called an accountable plan. And that is what we're going to focus right now on. Now, what is an accountable plan? Accountable plan is basically a reimbursement arrangement that IRS says that you need to have as an owner and employee of the business so that your business can reimburse you for personal expenses that you used on behalf of the business. Does that make sense? Think about it. If you're going to be using a home office, and you're going to take a percentage of your home to deduct mortgage interest, property taxes, utilities, even repairs and maintenance, even when the cleaning lady comes to your home and to clean your entire home, and now that cleaning lady now cleans your home office, or your depreciation, you've got to be able to reimburse yourself somehow. Most of the business owners have an S corporation, and we're going to focus on reimbursing yourself as a corporation or as an LLC. Some of you might be a sole proprietor. You don't need to reimburse yourself even if you have a single member LLC, but I strongly recommend that regardless what type of entity you have, even a sole proprietorship, you need to implement an accountable plan, right? You need to implement an accountable plan. Why? Because if you are a single member LLC or a sole proprietorship, during the year, for the purposes of tax savings, you might file as an S corporation. And you're gonna definitely need an accountable plan. So we wanna make sure we have an accountable plan set from the beginning. I've put it down in the resources below for you. Now, an accountable plan is a reimbursement arrangement that allows you to reimburse yourself for home office expenses. The way it works and the language of the accountable plan is as follows. By the way, before I talk about it, accountable plan is a piece of document. It's about 2 pages long. It does not have to be filed with the IRS. You just keep it for your own records and date and sign it as an owner and as an employee and keep it with your documents, okay? Now, accountable plan says you have 60 days. You have 60 days as an employee of the business to submit reimbursement requests. So your reimbursement request would be the percentage of your mortgage interest, the percentage of your property taxes, utilities, whatever that may be. You put it together and you submit it to the business. Then the business has 30 days to reimburse you. Please don't do what a lot of business owners tend to do and what their accountants tell them to do, which is completely incorrect. They take a deduction once a year. No, accountable plan, you have to follow the rules of the accountable plan. It's once a year. You don't do it at the end of the year. You don't make adjustments at the end of the year. The actual checks have to be taken out from your business. Now you might say, Boris, this is a little bit tedious. It's actually not. It'll take you about 15 minutes to set it up for the first time. And then, bam, you set it up going forward on a monthly basis. I promise you, it's that simple. We do this for all of our tax advisory clients. Look, if you are working with a tax preparer, like I said, who puts the right numbers in the right boxes, doesn't pick up your phone calls, speaks to you once a year, you are overpaying in taxes because things like that have to be discussed with you, the business owner, on a monthly or quarterly basis. How many times do you speak to your accountant? A year, right? So that is the accountable plan. And once you have an accountable plan in motion, you can actually reimburse yourself for other expenses as well, not just home office. Sometimes business owners use their personal credit card to buy things for the business. Now, well, how do they deduct it, right? If you really think about it, a lot of complaints that I get from business owners is that, oh, my accountant missed so many deductions on the business credit card, on the personal credit card that I had. These are not all the expenses captured. They come running to me complaining. They're like, we think we need tax advisory services. So make sure you set up an accountable plan. Now, I want to bring to your attention Tracy. She is our tax advisory client. And I'll walk you through her example, how she was able to use the accountable plan to save $5,742 right after the break.
If all your accountant does is taxes, you may be overpaying in taxes by thousands of dollars every year. Every week, Boris releases a tax strategy on his podcast so that you, the business owner, can pay less in taxes every single year. Be sure to subscribe to our podcast to be notified when a new tax strategy is released. If you're ready to work with a tax advisor on your tax strategy and planning, be sure to schedule your call by heading over to www.taxplanningcall.com. Again, that's www.taxplanningcall.com.
All right, welcome back. Let's talk about Tracy. So Tracy is our tax advisory client. She's been our tax advisory client, I think, since 2018. And every year she's like, Boris, this is awesome. And we do a lot of tax strategies for her. One of the tax strategies that we have been able to do for her is a home office deduction. Now, you see, she's an attorney in New York. She has her own office, but she also does a lot of administrative stuff from home, and she works from home, and she's a pretty decent sized home office deduction. She works from home by contacting us, having meetings with us, her tax advisors, on a quarterly basis, plus some other administrative stuff, which qualifies her for home office deduction. Now, in 2022, just like every year, we meet with her on a quarterly basis, and we go over her accountable plan and make sure that she properly reimburses herself every 30 days. She writes out a check from her business. Now remember, this check is coming out from the business as a business expense. It's not owner salary. It is not distributions or owner distributions or owner draws. It's money coming out from the business, which is not taxable to her because it's reimbursement, right? I call it taking out cash free from your business. So the business takes an expense and she does not record it as an income because she reimburses herself the percentage of the expenses for her home office. Now, she does have an actual office location, like I said, but she also has a home office. So using an accountable plan, she was able to reimburse herself average about $1,100 a month. Okay, $1,100 a month, which equaled about $13,705 for 2022. By the way, these are actual numbers. Okay, these are actual numbers. And she saved $5,742 from in 2022. Now, I want you to think about it. She didn't do anything extra. She just met with her tax advisors from my team, right? And we made sure that this is being implemented. Does not take much of her time. And that's extra $5,742 in tax savings. Ladies and gentlemen, if you are a business owner, every day you go out and you make money and you're successful at it, and then you have really nice profits and you give most of your profits, when I say most of it, a lot of business owners give about 40% of their profits for taxes. The only way you can save money on taxes by using proactive tax strategies. Being proactive, working with a tax advisor, meeting with your tax advisor on a monthly or quarterly basis to make sure that you're paying the minimum legally possible. And one of the ways to do it is, like I said, working with a tax advisor.
That's it for today's episode. Be sure to check out the description below for some free tax reduction resources that Boris put together for you. If you're ready to work with a tax advisor on your tax planning, be sure to schedule your call by heading over to www.taxplanningcall.com. That's www.taxplanningcall.com. And be sure to subscribe to our podcast to be notified when the next strategy is released.